Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 1 and verse number 9. Now I would like to give the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, so good to see you. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Yes. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji, who is a disciple of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, excuse me. And he is presently serving as the vice president of Dwarkadish Temple in Dwarka. He was a boy with outstanding talents right from childhood, and as a child, he was very quiet, but internally, his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasing. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search of his spiritual answers. He met many religious organizations, but it was only ISKCON that could quench his spiritual thirst. He stayed in ISKCON Delhi for 3 months and later went back with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering studies, and he worked for HCL company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that he became a full-time brahmachari. He and his team, during these testing times of COVID, did a commendable job of serving nutritious prasadam under the Food for Life campaign to the much-needed 2 lakh people in New Delhi. Prabhuji has mastered the art of combining the heavy philosophy with just the right proportion of anecdotes, one-liners, and humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. He has helped thousands of kids get free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of many, and he lectures on stress-related problems, the art of parenting, and he is very instructive. His lectures in both English and Hindi have their own flavor and thus are able to target a larger audience. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Back to you.
Hare Krishna.
How are you doing? So happy to see you.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you too. I was so excited when I saw you were giving class today. Hare Krishna.
As I opened the Zoom, I could see, oh, here is Tiffany Mataji. Great.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association today and for enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto, 6th canto, chapter 1 and verse 9, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, thank you so much. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we are waiting for
Amrita, Prabhu. Amrita, Prabhu, we are waiting for Amrita. Your class is always the best, east or west. Amoghalila Prabhu is the best.
My God. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. I'm not a best. I'm not the best. East or west, I'm the beast. You have Sunday love feast, and here's the beast. Okay, so here is this verse. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, verse number 9. And so shall we do Jai Radha Madhav, sing some Vaishnava song? Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
So we can sing one song. Amar Jeevan Sada Pape Rata.
Yeah. Can you share the screen, please?
Actually, Madhi, there is some setting problem in my laptop. I don't know. Somehow, yeah. I'm not able to share any document.
Prabhuji, Mataji will share. Prabhuji.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Amar Jeevan Sada Pape Rata. Or
what's that song name? Amar Jeevan,
Amar Jeevan, Jivan, Jeevan, Sada, Sada. Yeah. Sada.
Okay, yeah. Yes, got it, Prabhuji.
Okay. Because it is related to the verse which we are going to discuss today, so that's why I thought that we can sing the song. So first come to the translation so that when we sing the song, we sing it more meaningfully. So come down to the translation part. Yeah. I'm impious sinner. Yeah. Scroll up. Yeah. I'm an impious sinner and have caused other great anxiety and trouble. I never hesitated to perform sinful acts for my own enjoyment. Devoid of all compassion, concerned only with my own selfish interest, I am remorseful seeing others happy. I am a perpetual liar, and the misery of others is a source of great pleasure for me. The material desires within the core of my heart are unlimited. I am wrathful, devoted to false pride, arrogance, intoxicated by vanity, and bewildered by worldly affairs. Envy and egotism are the ornaments I wear. Ruined by laziness and sleep, I resist all pious deeds. Yet I am very active and enthusiastic to perform wicked acts. For worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness. Thus, I am destroyed by my own greed and I am always lustful. A vile, wicked man such as this, rejected by godly people, is a constant offender. I am such a person, devoid of all good works, forever inclined towards evil, worn out and wasted by various miseries. Now, in old age, deprived of all means of success, humbled and poor, Bhakti Vinod submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord. So now we can go to the song. Yeah. Yes. So this is from Sharanagati. So you can zoom a little bit, zoom in. You can, in case you are on Apple, so Command Plus. In case you are on Windows, then Control Plus. Control Plus or Command Plus. In case you are using Apple, so press Command Plus. Bingo. Yes. Very good. So here goes the song. Amar jivan sada pape rata, nahi ka punye ralesha. Amar jivan sada pape rata, nahi ko punye ralesha. Parera udvega diyachi ekoto, diyachi jivera klesha. Nij sukh lagi पापे नाही डोरी दयाही ना सर्वत स्वार्थ पारा पर सुखे दुखी सदा मिथ्या भाषी पर दुख सुख कारा अशेष कामना हृदि माझे मोरा क्रोधी दंभ परायाना मदमत सदा विषय मोहिता हिंसा गर्व विभूषणा निद्रा आलस्य हत सुकार्य विरत अकार्य उद्योगी आमी प्रतिष्ठा लागी आशाठ्य आचरण लोभत सदा का एहे नो दुर्जन सज्जन वर्जिता अपराधी निरंतरा शुभ कार्य शून्य सदा नर्थ माना नाना दुखे जरा जरा बारदाखे एको न उपाय विहीना ताते दीना अकिंचना भक्ति विनोद प्रभुर चरणे कोरे दुख निवेदना हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ji ki jai. It's a very wonderful song. It exposes the mentality of the typical Kaliyuga person. So, and of course, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a liberated soul. And yesterday we were celebrating his Divine Disappearance Day. And he has given such songs, my God. Srila Prabhupada used to say that the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, they are expansions of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Wow. And they are like that, actually. They are amazing, very powerful. Okay, so now we get back to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse Number 9. Okay, so here goes the verse. Shri Raja Uvacha. Just give me. Shriraj uvacha dishta shuddha bhyam yat papam jnanapyam atmanohitam karoti bhuyo vivashah prayaschamatta mathokatham. Okay, Shriraj uvacha dishta shuddha bhyam yat papam jnanapyam atmanohitam karoti bhuyo vivashah prayaschitottam mathokatham. Shri Raja Uvacha Dishtra Shutta Bhyam Yat Papam Janan Apyat Manohitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivashaha Prayashyatam Attho Katham. It's now we go to word-winning translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So synonyms, word meanings. Shri Raja Uvacha, Parishit Maharaj replied, Drishta by seeing, Shrutabhyam by also by hearing from the scriptures or law books, Yat sins, Papam sinful, criminal action, Janam Janan knowing, Api although, Atmanaha of his self, Ahitam injurious, Karoti he acts, Bhuyaha again and again, Vivashaha unable to control himself, Prayashitam atonement. Atho therefore, Katham what is the value of? Okay, so here goes the translation. So Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general. And because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Very good. Purport. In some religious sects, a sinful man goes to a priest to confess his sinful acts and pay a fine. But then he again commits the same sins and returns to confess them again. This is the practice of a professional sinner. Wow, what a term Shri Prabhupada has used. Professional sinner. Parikshit Maharaj's observation indicates that even 5,000 years ago, it was a practice of criminals to atone for their crimes, but then commit the same crime again as a force to do so. Therefore, owing to his personal practical experience, Parikshit Maharaj saw that the process of repeatedly sinning and atoning is pointless. Regardless of how many times he is punished, one who is attached to sense enjoyment will commit sinful acts again and again until he is trained to refrain from enjoying his senses. The word vivasha is used herein, indicating that even one who does not want to commit sinful acts will be forced to do so by habit. Parikshit Maharaj therefore considered the process of atonement to have little value for saving one from sinful acts. In the following verse, he further explains his rejection of this process. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Gadamahiyam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitascha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य तेष्णारिणे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं Hare Krishna. So we'll go through the translation once again. It is mentioned that. So Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Wonderful. So herein, we see that something very important being highlighted here. Usually we see that scriptures, they recommend that, okay, you can engage in pious activities, and you should avoid impious activities. But in this whole duality of piety and impiety, the propensity of committing sin, that is not really considered. Srila Prabhupada starts the purport. He says that some of the religions, they have this practice of confessing. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is highlighting the Christianity here. So in Christianity, there are people who go to confession box, and before the priest, they confess their sin, that Father, I did such and such sin, sin one, sin three. And of course, Jesus Christ is there being a compassionate Messiah, and he's there to take the sins. And then this becomes like a assembly line thing. Oh, you commit a sin, you confess it, and Jesus Christ would take the sinful reaction, and then you are free, do more sins, and then again come, confess in the confession box, and Jesus Christ is there to save me. He's my savior. So I can keep doing sins. For me, Jesus Christ becomes just like a bin, so that where I can just dump my sins. And he's so compassionate. He's so merciful. And I'm such a fool. Srila Prabhupada said, professional sinner. I become a professional sinner. So Jesus Christ's compassion is being misused here. So, of course, confessing the sin is also very important, because when we confess the sin, that brings sincerity. That, yes, I committed sin. So, that brings sincerity. So, there is no veneer of artificiality, superficiality, drama. No. Sincerity comes. Second thing is that, you know, we recognize the sin. We recognize that, yes, this is a sinful act. If I do not confess it, then I just move on in my life and I'm happy-go-lucky, excuse me. So somewhere I also recognize that this act is sinful act. I'm speaking it out in the confession box. I did sin one, sin two, sin three. So recognizing the sin, that comes to consciousness. Third is that there is also sense of repentance. Repentance is also compared to fire. Repentance is also compared to fever. Just like in a body, when there is fever, so all these bacterial infections, they are taken care of. At that time, our immune system is fighting with them, and that gets reflected in the form of fever in the body. So repentance is compared to fever. I did something wrong, and that sin was there in me, and the sinful reactions are actually destroyed by repentance, the fire of repentance, the fever of repentance. But this repentance in itself is not sufficient. But burning oneself in the fire of repentance is important. And third thing is that those in Christian, when they in Christianity, when they do so, it brings more loyalty for Jesus Christ. If not loyalty, at least a sense of gratitude toward Jesus Christ. See, He is taking your sins, you fool. Oh yeah, oh Jesus, you are my Savior. So somewhere the sense of gratitude is also there, and the greatness of Jesus Christ. So that's why repentance certainly is very important, no doubt. It's important. One should burn oneself in the fire of repentance. But one thing which is missing in this whole process is that the tendency, the proclivity, the inclination, that is not taken care of. So sinful reactions are taken care of, but the sinful proclivity, inclination, that is still there. So the engine of sin, that has to be uninstalled. So that is not uninstalled. So that is still there. So just like, for example, there is a machine. I can put a silencer, and with the silencer, the sound may not come, but the machine is still there. So sinful reactions are taken care of, but the sinful propensity is still there. So this is like a stopgap solution. In a stopgap solution, on the surface, the things are taken care of, but at the root, the problem is still there. Just like, for example, somebody gets a pimple. And one way to deal with pimple is that getting Ultra Clarisil or Clean and Clear. Apply Ultra Clarisil, pimple gone. Yes. I know USA, which brand is famous for acne. In India, these two are very famous brands. One is Ultra Clarisil, and this one is another one is Clean and Clear. So, which is a famous brand in USA for acne? Apply this cream, and then you're free from acne. Which brand is famous? Anybody would like to? Padma Mataji or Tiffany Mataji? You have you ever used this any brand of such?
No, Prabhu, actually, I'm also looking actually for my kids. So I also don't know.
Okay, so that means you never experienced acne. You never had pimples, huh? Good, you had good skin. Yeah. Wonderful, healthy skin. Because usually we get when we are shifting from adolescence to a young age. So in between, there comes a phase because of hormonal changes in the body. Yeah, pimples. So clean and clear, or Megha Mathi is saying Neutrogena, okay. And then Clearasil. Okay. So Clean and Clear or Ultra Clearasil. Also almost same. So then pimple, it disappears from this place, but then it reappears from another place. Oh, here is pimple. Again, we apply the acne cream, the anti-acne cream, Ultra Clearasil, Clean and Clear. But it comes out from here. Yeah, because the blood is dirty. When the blood is not clean, so we get acne from here and there. So this is stopgap solution, applying Ultra Clarisil. So if somebody goes to an Ayurvedic doctor, so Ayurvedic doctor would say, well, you should first get your blood pure. So you should take some blood purifier. So like in India, we have Safi. Safi is famous blood purifier. Or you take neem juice. You soak the neem in water and then boil it so that its essence gets into the water, and drink that bitter, very, very bitter juice of neem. And that purifies the blood. And when the blood is purified, then no more acne. So that then skin actually becomes clean and clear. Not by applying the ointment, clean and clear. So that's like attacking the root. So one solution, the repentance is on the surface. That yes, things are taken care of. But still, that tendency is still there. So that has to be cured. So bhakti has that power. So we'll come to that as well. But yes, just like in any kind of ailment, the diagnosis is important. But at the same time, healing, the medication is also important. So if somebody has diagnosed that, yes, I have committed such and such sin, you diagnose it rightly. Very good. But yet at the same time, medication should also be taken so that the healing may happen. That infection which is there should also be removed. Ashwara Prabhupada used to call this as Kunjara Shaucha. Kunjara Shaucha. The elephant enters the river, takes bath, comes outside, and then takes the dirt, and then splashes himself with the dirt. And again, it is, as you said, I'm done and dusted. You used to say when we accomplish something, then you say, oh, I'm done and dusted. But elephant, done with the bathing part and now dusted. That way, he's done and dusted. So that's Kunjara Shaucha. That means taking bath like an elephant. So becoming free from sinful activities, becoming pure, and then coming outside, and then again committing sin. And Srila Prabhupada, in this section, he gives one more example of a pregnant lady. When somebody becomes pregnant, then lady, she has to undergo so much of pain that she decides, next time, I would not become pregnant. Enough. This was so painful, excruciatingly painful. But next time, again, she becomes pregnant after a few years. Because she forgets all of that trauma, again, she becomes pregnant. Of course, now people have become so irresponsible that in order to avoid this pain, they say, okay, now one child, now no more child. And then they use contraceptive methods to take care of the whole thing, which is very, 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 very simple. Very, very simple. Actually, all across the globe, there are two major sins which we are doing, because of which now the human civilization, they are reaping the results. One is that we are doing violence to the cows. And second, killing the fetus. So these two are primary sins which the human civilization which is doing. And that's why nowadays we are also getting counter reaction. The human civilization is getting the reaction in the form of disoriented sexuality. Usually like man and woman, that's normal sexuality. Now we see that so many different versions of sexuality. Why is it coming up? It's a karmic reaction which human civilization is bearing. Because we are doing sin to cow, mother cow. And secondly, we are killing the feticide. We are killing the fetuses. These two are the major source of sins. Crores and crores of fetuses are. They die. In fact, in China, they have this legal profession. That you, when the fetus is around, say, 3-4 months in the womb, then the lady sells the fetus. And this fetus is sold to the hotel and motels. And then they actually sell the meat on that fetus. It's a profession. She gives birth just for this. That's really crazy. But yes, again, going back to the topic of living a life of responsibility. That's very important. So even when she undergoes pain, she becomes pregnant. The point is that even though something happened in the past, I had some very bitter and excruciatingly difficult experience, yet we do the same thing again. We do this sinful act and again, there is repentance. Why, man? Why again? Why? There are certain habits which are very deeply rooted and they take many years sometimes to come out, especially sexual bad habits. They take time. Yes, because this activity we have done from past so many lives, this particular activity, and that's why those habits which are connected to sexuality, they take time. So this sinful propensity, it takes time. But every time one does it, one feels guilty. Oh, I'm so hollow and shallow now. I lost it, man. I lost this battle. Oh. But again, after some time, he does the same activity. Again, after some time, the same activity. Again, same activity. This is what happens. So why? Because the sinful proclivity is there. Yeah. So like during the time of Srila Prabhupada, he could see that sometimes devotees would grow hair. They would grow beard. And Srila Prabhupada would say, that's hippie mentality coming up again. That's a hippie mentality. He would say that. Like there was one devotee, he said, actually Srila Prabhupada, I have grown this beard because I have seen that typical Indian sadhu, they grow beard. So that's why I have grown this beard. And then he was moving his hand into his beard and he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, do you like this? Srila Prabhupada said, no, I like this. Jilit presto sarasat. That's what I like. Srila Prabhupada said, that's actually hippie mentality. You're just entertaining your hippie mentality. Coming back to hippie mentality, you should clean yourself, shave yourself, That's very important. So there was one devotee. He sold Srila Prabhupada's temple in Hawaii. He sold the temple. Srila Prabhupada said, he sold my temple, that rascal. He sold my temple. But you know what? I still love that rascal. And that's Srila Prabhupada's compassion. Because he knew that kanjar shauch will happen. That means people, they come, they go back to their sinful life. Again and again, this happens. There was one devotee, he was serving Srila Prabhupada. He used to cook for Srila Prabhupada. But after some time, somehow he engaged in sinful activities. He was eating meat and all that. He came to know that Srila Prabhupada has come to the town. And then he came to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And devotee said, oh, come on, get lost. How can you cook for Srila Prabhupada? You cannot. You meat eater, you get lost, you sinful man. So somehow, this particular devotee, he could communicate the message to Srila Prabhupada that I have come, I want to cook for you. Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, of course, he can cook for me. Devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, but he has given up the path. He has given up the path of bhakti. He's again into meat eating. He's into drugs. Srila Prabhupada said, so what? He has served me so nicely. Let him come back again and cook for me. So Srila Prabhupada was very compassionate. There was one devotee, he came to Srila Prabhupada. I think his name was Karandar Prabhu. Or Haigriva Prabhu, either of them. So, but anyways, but he came and he had his beard and then he was proper, he was into his hippie clothing. And then he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. He met the disciple, the secretary of Srila Prabhupada. He said, I want to meet Srila Prabhupada. Secretary said, excuse me, who are you? You cannot meet him. And then this devotee said, tell him that Haigriva has come, or Karandar, he has come. Then, okay, Srila Prabhupada, somebody with this name has come and he wants to meet you. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, bring him in. Bring him in. Yeah, immediately. The secretary was bewildered. Who is this guy? Yeah. He said, okay, you go and meet Srila Prabhupada. And then this devotee entered the room. And as Srila Prabhupada was sitting inside his quarters, so this devotee was in his hippie clothing, beard. And he crawled like a baby. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the chair and he crawled like a baby. And then he put his head on the lap of Srila Prabhupada and he was weeping. Srila Prabhupada, I betrayed you. I cheated you. I promised you that I would live a pure life, but I did not do that. I seek your forgiveness. So, but he did not say this. He had these feelings only. And his tears, they are coming out. And Srila Prabhupada's lap is here. And his tears are there. And then entire dhoti of Srila Prabhupada became wet by the tears of this devotee. And then Srila Prabhupada, he had tears in his eyes. So the tears of Srila Prabhupada were falling on his head. And this devotee is shedding tears here. And Srila Prabhupada's tears are falling on his head. And this thing happened for 15 minutes. For 15 minutes, not even a single word was spoken by Guru. Not even a single word was spoken by the disciple. But what happened between the two is beyond words. Is beyond words. And after 15 minutes, this devotee, he crawled back. He crawled outside. And next day, he was clean shaved with the bead bag. He had shikha. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada knew this, that this would happen, that those tendencies, they come back again. This happens. Like one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he became sannyasi, he became grihastha. He thought that no, grihastha life is very messy. Again he became a sannyasi. He said, no, I cannot handle the sannyas. Again he became grihastha. But Srila Prabhupada kept him. Srila Prabhupada kept him. He said that, okay, you maintain yourself. You keep on doing devotional service. Wow. What mercy. That's really amazing. So Srila Prabhupada, because he knew this, so that's why he was always very forgiving. Very, very forgiving. There was one devotee, he fell. He was sannyasi. And because after becoming a grihastha, so he came to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, Lord Chaitanya rejected Chota Haridas Thakur. because he did not behave properly being a sannyasi. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Will you also reject me because I was a sannyasi, now I become a grihastha? You know, somebody from a sannyas, if he becomes a grihastha, he is known as vantasi. Vantasi means the eater of one's own vomit. If somebody eats one's own vomit, that's known as vantasi. So Srila Prabhupada, would you also reject me? And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I cannot reject you. I cannot reject you. Lord Chaitanya can do so because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he can do so. But you are helping me spread the message of Lord Chaitanya, so I cannot do that. You continue your devotional service. Wow. Like there was one more devotee, Vishnu Jan Swami Maharaj. Amazing devotee. Powerful devotee. What a kirtaniya. Very dynamic. So Vishnu Swami, once in a morning walk, he asked Shri Prabhupada, in case a sannyasi is not able to carry out one's vows of sannyas, so what should he do? And then Shri Prabhupada said, well, ideally, this devotee should go to Triveni Sangam and there he should commit suicide. That's the way he can repent. And then Srila Prabhupada gave a pause and then continued. But the path of bhakti is so pure, is so complete that the atonement becomes complete by the process of bhakti itself. So even if somebody has fallen from sannyas ashram, he should continue devotional service. One should continue bhakti. This bhakti makes the process of atonement complete. But Vishnu Swami had not heard this part. So as Srila Prabhupada said, he should just go to Triveni and commit suicide. He should just give up his body there. So by that time, Vishnu Swami just turned back. So the second part of conversation he did not hear. So after that, Vishnu Swami was not visible. So what happened? It is still a mystery. What happened? But after that, he was not visible. But yes, the important thing to learn is that if some mistake happens, even some gross mistake happens, yet one should continue the path of bhakti. Bhakti makes the atonement complete. Otherwise, repentance, one does repentance, but again he comes back to the same sinful activity because sinful proclivity, sinful inclination is destroyed by the power of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada, once he was giving a lecture and then he said, if somebody can stay as a brahmachari, somebody can stay as a monk till the age of 25, then the intelligence becomes so strong that one can grab the spiritual subject matter very easily. Now, all those are from Western world. Brahmacharya till the age of 25. Well, brahmacharya is destroyed in so many innovative ways. Especially now in India also we see that this modern culture, the young boys, the young girls, are baba. So 99.99% the boys and girls, they are addicted to sexual bad habits and then they destroy brahmacharya in their 15, 16 age. They do that. So the devotees who were sitting in the class, they were very embarrassed till the age of 25, staying celibate, staying sexually pure. So Srila Prabhupada could see disappointment on their faces. And then Srila Prabhupada said, well, but by chanting Hare Krishna, everything becomes all right. And then devotees said, Jai, Jai, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. So he gave them the hope. And in case if I'm feeling that I could not stay pure, but from where comes the purity? From where comes this attacking the inclination, the sinful inclination being uprooted? That comes by bhakti. Like I was saying that the engine of sin is always there. Engine is there. So sin. Privately done sin, publicly done sin, small sin, big sin. Cincinnati Buglaboo. Uninstalled. Wow. Who can do that? Bhakti can do that. And we have personally seen this. Like many devotees, they say that earlier they were tempted to eat something. And then, but now there is no more such temptation. No more temptation at all. Like I remember, I was a tea addict. I personally, Amoghildas, I was a tea addict. So whenever I would solve the problems of mathematics or physics, so I would have my thermos of tea, and I would keep drinking tea and solve mathematical problems and physics problems. Maths and physics were one of my favorites. So, but yes, how? What's the lubrication? What's the lubrication for me? Well, tea, Taj Mahal tea, Brooke Bond tea. So tea addict. But now that thing does not even register itself on the surface of my consciousness. Can I go and experience tea, Brooke Bond tea? Not at all. My mother was really astonished the day I said, "No, mom, don't make tea for me." She was doubting, "Is he my son? Really? Is he my son? No, seems like he's some clone. No, how can my son can say no to tea? Impossible." Because in my home, it was, if they would ask, "Would you like to have tea?" I would say, "Do not ask. When you are making tea, by default, you are to make a cup for me. And my cup is big one, not small one. So don't ask, would you like to have a cup of tea?" No, no, no. This question is invalid. By default, I'm taking. If you're not making, that's your fault. By default, I'm taking the cup of tea. But now there is not even a slightest temptation for tea. So the sinful proclivity is destroyed. And this actually happens. So bhakti has that power. But of course, bhakti has to be accompanied with the grace of Guru. Like in the case of Srila Prabhupada was so forgiving, so accommodating. And he gradually took the devotees out of this sinful proclivity. Like recent example, I would say of Indradyumna Swami Maharaj. In Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, one of his disciples, he stopped following bhakti. And Maharaj met him. Maharaj said, "So I came to know that you are not chanting 16 rounds. He said, "I do not chant at all, Maharaj. Okay. Do you follow four regular principles?" "No, I break all of them." I said, "Oh, I see. Otherwise, how is your health? Your parents, your everything is okay?" "Yes, Maharaj, everything is fine, Maharaj." "Okay. Do you have some love for me? Some love for me?" He said, "Yes, of course, Maharaj. I revere you. You are pure, but I could not follow the standards, Maharaj." I said, "Okay, but you have some love for me, right?" He said, "Yeah, Maharaj, I do have some love for you. Although I could not follow the path of bhakti nicely, but I have some affection for you." I said, "Okay, can you chant two rounds for me?" He's an initiated devotee. This is an initiated devotee. So Indradyumna Swami Maharaj said, "So would you chant just two rounds for me? Two rounds, is that okay?" I said, "Yeah, Maharaj, I can chant two rounds for you." So he started chanting two rounds. So after some time, again, Maharaj came back to the same place. Maharaj said, "Oh, Hare Krishna, are you chanting your two rounds?" He said, "Yes, Maharaj, I'm chanting my two rounds." "Okay. Can I request you if you can come to four rounds?" "All right, Maharaj, I'll chant four rounds." He started chanting four rounds. Again, after some time, Maharaj met him. Said, "Can you chant six rounds? And any one regular principle, any one, which your choice." Said, "Okay, no gambling." "All right, no gambling and six rounds." So he's chanting six rounds and one regular principle. In this way, gradually, Maharaj brought him in a couple of years to 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna and following four regular principles. Just see mercy of the spiritual master. Wow. So Maharaj knew that, okay, there is someone who is addicted. So may take some time, but gradually he's uplifting oneself. So that's very good. That's really very good. So change happens, but change would happen gradually. Bhakti works. Bhakti is a very powerful process. So it works. So sinful proclivity is uprooted, but it can happen in a due course of time, depending on the depth of that proclivity. So, but it would happen for sure. Like there was one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, as he was riding the bike, he crossed the yellow line, you know, that one should not cross that yellow line when there is red light. So he crossed that yellow line. So police wala came to him, "Hey, you rascal, how dare you cross the line? Hey, how dare you cross the line?" And then this devotee also got down from his bike. He said, "How dare you talk like this to me? Yay, yay, yay." And the police wala said, "Oh, you are a spiritualist, right? You have got this bold tilak. Yeah, this bold marking on your head. So you must be spiritual. This is what you have learned from your guru, to speak like this. This is what you have learned. So this devotee said, if you would have met me 6 months ago, first I would have beaten you, then would have talked to you. It is the influence of my guru, Srila Prabhupada, that I am talking to you like this. After 6 months, I will not even do that. So I am changing. I am changing. I am evolving. So sinful proclivities are also taken care of in the due course of time. This happens. So we see that among four regulative principles, the fourth principle remains a challenge. Otherwise, three regulative principles, it does not even strike. Yeah. Meat eating, well, I was a vegetarian right from my birth. I never took meat. Yeah. Okay. Gambling, yeah, I never gambled. Intoxication, yeah, I had maybe tea. No other intoxication, no drinking wine, no cigarette smoking, nothing. Only one thing which is common to all of us is the fourth principle. And this takes time. In fact, among the devotees, if somebody says, so Prabhu, so four regulative principles are going well. The internal meaning of the sentence is the fourth one going well? Because three are taken care of. The fourth one is a challenge. So, but gradually that also becomes stabilized. Yes, that also becomes stabilized. Although that may take some time, the fourth principle. But yes, bhakti can do that. So bhakti makes the process of atonement complete, because it attacks the tendency to sinful activities. So that is uprooted. The propensity, the inclination. So that's why bhakti makes it complete. Otherwise, ritualistic process can only do some wishy-washy, some superficial solution, but not really attacking the root. Okay, I'll stop here now. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I think giving the valuable suggestions on only to atonement, pure bhakti will help you to give the atonement and also not go into the tendencies again and again. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Devotees, if you have questions, please go ahead. I think I see Deepamala Mataji raised her hand. Mataji, you can unmute yourself and go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pradham.
Hare Krishna Pradham.
Prabhuji, first of all, I want to tell you that I joined ISKCON because of you. I just watched some videos on YouTube. I was so much like distressed at that time. And after watching your videos, somehow like I liked that. And then it gave me inspiration to join ISKCON. So I'm very much thankful to you. And I believe that you are my first Shiksha Guru. Every time, whenever I feel some kind of problem, somehow your videos come in front of me and they gave me the solution every time. So I'm really blessed. Today, my both of sons are not here, but they are dying to meet you. And like they didn't know that today we are having the live session with Amukh Prabhuji. So they are twins and they also follow you. They hear your lectures. They are 11 years old. And someday I really want to meet you with my sons. And we are really blessed, Prabhuji. My question is, Prabhuji, that how to live in the devotee association when there is some pressure on you?
Some pressure on you? What kind of pressure?
Yes. Like Prabhuji, maybe this is my false ego also. I can say first, these are my anarthas. But then it takes time, that your anarthas will take some time to get removed. It will go gradually. So some people are dominating. I feel sometimes that yes, sometimes I feel kind of pressure, and I'm a housewife. So I have to take care of my many things also at my home. But in temple, sometimes I'm feeling pressure from their side also. So I'm not able to handle that thing. So how can I, regarding sevas and everything, see, actually I have so many sevas taken up because of pressure also, maybe.
So you have services in temple?
Yes, I'm doing services in temple.
And the object and that you go to temple and render services, is it like that?
Sometimes, Prabhuji, like family is also not liking. I'm having like so many household chores also I have to do. And then in temple also I have some physical.
Do you compromise household chores? No. Because you have got some temple service to be done?
No, Prabhuji. Like actually, no, not like that. But my health is affecting. So my husband is not liking. He's concerned about my health. So, but sometimes that I feel, I am compromising, Prabhuji. But I feel that devotees are not understanding. So I feel sometimes nobody is caring for me. And I'm this is my anartha, Prabhuji. Actually, I know that.
It is not your anartha. I know. We should be like North Star or Pole Star. You should not be a shooting star. Shooting star illuminates the sky, but for a while. But North Star or Pole Star always illuminates, right? So we are to do devotion service throughout our life. In case you will compromise on your health, for a time being, you may be able to do devotion service. But in long run, you would not be able to do so. So I would say that, suggest you that please take care of health as well. Like we have Tiffany Madhe, she is a yoga teacher. You can take guidance from her. What kind of yoga is you, apart from bhakti yoga, so that you can have good health as well. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, a devotee should not have any material desire, but a devotee can have one material desire. Krishna, give me good health so that I can use this good health in your service. So it's not a material desire in a way, because we're asking for it for Krishna's service. But yes, one desire we can ask from Krishna. Krishna, good health. So please do not compromise your health. You can do your services in between as whenever it is practically possible for you. But please take care of health as well. If your health will go down, your sadhana will go down. Your health will go down, your seva will go down. Your health will go down, your devotional mood will also be upset. So that's why please take care of health as well. Take good diet. Do some physical activities as well.
Prabhuji, one more thing I want to tell. I was a yoga instructor 3 years back, but because of devotional service, I totally changed my lifestyle. I'm not doing yoga.
You don't instruct others, but you should do some yoga.
And in Gurgaon, I was like doing that seva also with Bharti Yog Sansthan. I mean, regret, like, because when I was in Gurgaon, I didn't get chance to meet you. Now I'm in Bangalore.
Okay, when I'll come to Bangalore, then I'll meet you.
Surely, Prabhuji. Right. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So now we have Shakkar Krishnadas.
Please go ahead, Prabhu. You have to unmute yourself, Prabhu.
I don't have the siddhi to hear you when you are on mute.
Shukar Prabhuji, please, you have to unmute yourself if you want to ask your question, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Shukar.
Yeah, now we can hear you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I've been hearing your lecture, Prabhuji. Actually, I was in Sharjah for 20 years. I was ISKCON president. So I came to Chennai, and I'm retired. So I saw so many lectures you heard from. You like Jayapataka Maharaj very much. So in one of the lectures, you told Jayapataka Maharaj, my guru Maharaj, read 300 times Chaitanya Charitamrita to get the Krishna Prema. So I was just wondering, 300 times, is it really possible in this life, or just see the translation? Because purport will take so much time. No, I want to know on that. You are told in one of the videos that you met him in Mayapur in some Gaur Purnima festival, and you were in the swimming at the time, you told that. So I was very impressed.
Okay, well, what's your question? You were impressed. Thank you very much. But what's your question?
The question is he is saying, should we read the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita or just translation?
We should read the purport. It is must. Once a devotee was selling a book, Bhagavad Gita, and he was selling in India. So a person asked, what's the cost? He said, 100 rupees. He said, well, Gita Press also have got Bhagavad Gita. That's for 20 rupees. You are selling for 100? And the devotee said, well, the translation of Gita Press is 20 rupees. Our translation is also 20 rupees. 80 rupees per pot. So that's why purports are important.
Thank you, Prabhu. Next. Lalladananda Prabhu.
Please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Radha.
I have spread your name to my friends, and everybody likes your YouTube videos so much. And I don't have any question. I just want to add little from the slok here, which reminded me instantly. The word which is used here in this slok is karoti bhuyo vivasah prayaschittam atho katham. So that vivasa word is also used by Sudh Goswami in the first chapter, first canto. Apannah sansrutim goram jannam vivaso grunam. Tata sadhyo vimuchyeta yad viveti swayam bhayam. So I was just correlating that you know, we are falling in the ajamil category. For so long, for maybe so many births and all that. But Bhagavan Krishna Prabhupada Maharaj is so merciful. Yannam vivaso grunam. Even I understand Prabhupada Maharaj was walking on Chattika road sometimes, and with all these Western disciples, And some villagers, you know, they would say, Hare Krishna, just, you know, kind of like that. And somebody asked Prabhupada Maharaj, what about these people who speak like that? And just, you know, the Prabhupada says, from now onwards, all their past sins are eradicated. They are as pure as you are, like that. So I just wanted to make this small comment, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing
me. Maharaj, you know what he did do? As you were passing through some of the villages, and they were Muslim villages, and the devotees were saying, say Hare Krishna. They would not do. Hare Krishna. And then Shri Jayapataka Maharaj, he very tricky. Shri Jayapataka Maharaj said, he said, okay, Allah Nimai. They said, Allah Nimai. Wow. Nimai is not to. Then Allah Nimai. They said, yeah, Allah Nimai. And there was one devotee. He was from Western background. Somehow he was not able to chant. And he said, Maharaj said, can you chant Gauranga? I cannot say this. Gaura, say Gaura, Gaura, said Gaura. Aranga, said Ranga. and then he said, now say Nitai. No, I can't say this. Nitai. And Mara said, okay, say Ni. Nitai. Die. Die. He said, now to say it together. Yeah, knee, die. Ma said, yeah, done. Yeah. Ma is tricky.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Sadhu Sangha.
Radhika Raman Prabhuji, please go ahead with your questions, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Danga Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Pranam.
Prabhuji, Prabhuji, I am from Hyderabad. So, okay. It is unfortunate you are in online. So, I have two questions, Prabhuji. Firstly, okay. I will ask. First question is, 1.5 year I got initiated. My Guru Maharaj name is, his name is Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. My question is, Prabhuji, how to ask to my Guru Maharaj what is my seva and what to do? Are you able to hear me, Prabhuji?
Okay, I can hear you. Yes, yes. You know, sometimes devotees are waiting for that personal instruction. And Guru says, my dear disciple, today I am going to give a personal instruction. Listen very carefully. It's not like that. Gurus, all instructions are personal instructions. There is no impersonal instruction. So we should see all instructions as personal instruction. Do not wait for the day when Guru will come and say, oh, Radhika Raman, today, I will give you a personal instruction. Echo. No, all instructions are personal instructions. So in case in his lecture, he says, chant your rounds attentively. That's a personal instruction. I, Radhika Raman Das, should chant attentively. Love Hare Krishna devotees unconditionally. Okay, Radhika Raman Das, I should love Hare Krishna devotees unconditionally. Okay, one should preach Hare Krishna vigorously. Okay, that's personal instruction of my Gurudev. Radhika Raman Das should preach vigorously. It's all personal instruction. Don't wait for the day in a very dramatic way. Guru will say, here is my personal instruction. It's not like that. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Come on, one more question for you. Prabhuji,
okay,
I have
one more question.
Two options.
Okay, $500. Okay, please.
Prabhuji, I have two options, Prabhuji. One option is Vyas Puja and the second option is Yatra, Prabhuji. So I selected for Yatra, Prabhuji, because in Yatra, the Guru Maharaj Yatra is there on October. So I selected Yatra, Prabhuji, because 5 days.
Okay, you want to take leaves. So you have got some limited leaves. So you chose Yatra or Vyas Puja, you chose Yatra. Is it like that? Is what you're asking? Because you have got limited leaves to be applied in your organization. Go for both. Go for Vyas Puja as well as Yatra. And you can use lie in the service of absolute truth. You can use lie in the service of absolute truth. When I was working, so I killed my uncles just to get leaves. that, you know, my uncle has died because of heart attack. I have to immediately go. He stays in Tamil Nadu, in the north. I'm staying in North India, in South India. So I take time to reach to South India and then come back from South India. It takes a lot of time. So in this way, I would get 9-day leaves. And during nine days, I would go to Navadvip, do parikrama. So I was telling lie. Okay. So we are not the devotees of truth. We are devotees of absolute truth. And we can use lie in the service of the absolute truth. So tell lie to your boss. Okay. Tell that I know I've got dysentery. I got loose motions. And that's why I can't come and go for Vyas Puja. Attend it. All right. So go for both the flavors of mercy. Yatra and Vyas Puja. All the best.
Hare Krishna.
Can a devotee be tricky? And the devotee said, no. Srila Prabhupada, devotee is very innocent, very simple. Srila Prabhupada said, no, a devotee is tricky. I am tricky. I tricked all of you to Krishna consciousness, even though you never wanted it. I tricked you. So devotee is tricky.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. This is so nice. Hare Krishna, Gauri Mataji, please go ahead with your questions. You are muted again, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Am I
audible?
Prabhuji, I have just two questions. Actually, I am from Delhi and I am connected from ISKCON Radha Parthasarathi. And right now, I am in Pune for my further studies. So, since then, jab se main yahan pe aayi hu na, meri matlab
English.
Sorry. Since then, I'm here in Pune. My chanting has gone so bad. I'm chanting so terribly. I'm unable to concentrate. Can you please tell me how can I concentrate in chanting?
Okay. Firstly, you know, early morning time is the best time for chanting. We chant rounds in the morning. The rest of the day, we don't chant rounds. We chant square. Rhombus, cone, cylinder, cuboid. But rounds happen only in the morning time. So morning time is best time for chanting Hare Krishna. Sit straight in chanting. When we have this lazy posture in chanting, so this laziness actually gets into that mood of chanting. So sit straight while chanting. You can have Hare Krishna Mahamantra before your eyes so that there is better concentration. Chant loudly and clearly. No, like wishy-washy chanting. Hare Krishna, Ram 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 Ram. Not that kind of chanting, because you know I've got 1.5 hour. I'll complete my 16 rounds in 1.5 hour. Just see, on a mark, gets it, go. Clear pronunciation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's very important. In between, you can glorify the holy name. In between, you can glorify. And then you continue chanting. That is also very helpful. In case you are feeling sleepy, take some water. In case you are feeling sleepy, stand up. You're still feeling sleepy, walk and chant. In case you're still feeling sleepy, go and take rest. Tell the holy name. Oh, holy name, today I'm so tired. I'll take 30-minute break. After 30-minute of rest, I'll come and chant Hare Krishna. So do that. That is also very helpful. Keep the mobile phone. You know this mobile phone? This heavenly damsel known as mobile phone is dancing next to us. Hey, darling, please explore me. There is YouTube in me. There is WhatsApp. There is Twitter. Please explore me, darling. I love you. Please. So this heavenly damsel is dancing when we are chanting Hare Krishna. Take this heavenly damsel away. And then chant. Otherwise, you know, I've seen devotees doing chanting and then japa. This is not good. So keep this phone, this gadget away. It should be beyond your reach. And then chant. Otherwise, in between, we have the temptation. Okay, let me check something on Amazon. Okay, let's do some Amazon shopping and chant Hare Krishna. Let me watch Netflix and 2 hours of movie and 2 hours of chanting. Can happen. Yeah, why not? So that's why phone has to be placed far away. That's a 12th offense. we chant with mobile phone. So keep it away. That's very important. And of course, in between, bring this mood of chena, the pisuni chena, and then chant. Make it loud and very, very involving kind of activity. And in this way, and you should always decide before chanting, today I would chant the best rounds of my life and I will offer it to my spiritual master and Krishna. I will make the best preparation. Like when we are cooking, we cook in a way that today it should be the best preparation for Krishna. Krishna would really like it. Radharani would really like it. And that's the mood we have when we start cooking. Similarly, when we start chanting, we should have this mood. Today, I am going to chant the best rounds of my life and I'll offer it to my guru and offer it to Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Yes. And then with that mood, get into chanting. Make it a best offering. In this way, you would be helped. And seek blessings of Vaishnavas. They would also bless you, empower you, bless you. Yeah.
Prabhuji, just a bit. Actually, I don't know why I am feeling this. I know it's very bad. I'm here in Pune and I'm feeling like I'm separated from my Radha Parthasarathi. Though I go to see...
You are in Pune. Pune is one of the best centers in the world. Not just in India. In the world, I'm saying. Pune is that good. Either you are staying near Radha Kunjabihari or Radha Vrindavan Chandra. There is Radhe Shyam Prabhu. Radhe Shyam Prabhu, the legend. Radhe Shyam Prabhu. So you are blessed to be in Pune. You know, we are desperate where we are rotting in this helly, smelly Delhi. You are in Pune. Pune has got such a good weather and such good association. Fabulous. And there is no difference between Radha Parthasarathi, Radha Kunjabihari and Radha Vrindavan Chandra. So see the deities as one. So be happily settled there.
And last one, just want to
say... Last question, $500.
No, not question. Just I want to ask you for your blessing. Just bless me so that...
Okay,
after
bless you. Master, although my blessing doesn't contain any potency, but just to please you, I'm blessing you.
So that I can get my...
Okay, tathastu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice questions. Prabhu, Ishika Mataji, please go ahead with your questions, Mataji. You can unmute yourself and ask your question, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
She's in Samadhi.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, we can hear you, Mataji. Go ahead.
Yes.
Firstly, I'm just crying right now.
Okay.
That I have talked to you because you have changed my life.
I'm changing by your life. Words, Prabhupada is changing
life. I know. Prabhupada ji has changed. And Krishna, yeah. By the mercy of Krishna and Radha Krishna, I have just joined SCON by your SMA session from last 1 year. I just don't know how to say thank you to you. I'm just so glad that by your words, I have started 16 rounds. Wow. And following 4 principles and do the seva of the deity and serve very nicely. And I just want to say thank you to you for being in my life as a guide and a mentor. And this day is, you know, like, it's just the best day of my life because I have talked to you. And this is my greatest achievement till the date.
Stay blessed.
And please, 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 Prabhuji, please give your, you know, like, blessings to me so that I can continue Krishna consciousness till my last breath. And for the next births, whenever I take. So just please, please bless me. And my question is that we are just going through Bhagavad Gita sessions, right? And I want to shift towards Bhagavatam. Can I?
People
say that you have to do first read Bhagavad Gita and then you have to shift from Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita.
You know, when you have pizza, then there is no rule in eating pizza. That first we have to eat from northeast, then you go to southwest. And then in this way, you can relish. Is it any such rule? So one can have this side or this side, from that side or that side. So there is no rule. So that's why in case in between you are reading Bhagavad Gita and you have a temptation to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then in between you get temptation to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read. You know, hardly the mind has got good desires. mind is full of nonsense desires. Very rare is the occasion when mind is having some good desire. Why to snub that desire? So fulfill that desire. Go for Srimad Bhagavatam. Romance Prabhuji. With Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes. Prabhuji, and I have this one thing also. I just forget it. What to say? This thing happens with me. I just forget what to say next. Okay. I have a gift for you that I want. When I just joined SMA, I have written every notes in my copy related like Bhagavad Gita and all. And I just want to gift you this thing because I don't have anything. So I just want to give you this thing that I have written all the notes, every second you have talked, I have just paused that video and just written every your single word.
Okay. So what do you do? Since you are staying in which place?
Uttarakhand.
Uttarakhand. Okay. So I am just putting my email ID here. You can send me whatever you want to send. Okay.
Okay, Prabhuji. Even I've highlighted those, and my
very good.
Three copies have been filled.
There are other devotees as well. I respect your feelings, but we have to take care of other devotees as well.
Okay. I understand. Okay, yeah. I understand. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. And Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Dhanashri Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji, with your questions. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Dhanashri Mataji, please
go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
Yeah. I did just. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Just one of the first devotees who spoke to you was about, she wanted to, you told her not to compromise her health and she's like to try on her health.
Yes.
On her health. Yes.
On health, yes.
That was the first thing you told her, and she was like kind of juggling between her household chores and her seva, right? I also went through a similar thing initially, but then in between, I go to the Radhanath Swami temple at Chapati in Mumbai, and I have this habit of picking up books from there just to inspire me. And I picked up a small book called Simply Wonderful.
Okay.
It is about Sharad Biharini Devi Dasi, who happens to live in the same campus as the temple.
Very inspirational story. Yeah.
Yes. It's one of the most inspirational books, books. I just carry it with me every time I feel a little low or something. This lady suffered through cancer and helped everybody, but she used to make her garlands every day. Day in and day out, she used to make garlands, and her last wish before her death was to speak to her guru, Radhanath Swamiji, who also initiated her. And that day, all the garlands from the temple, and the Gauranitai, and every single garland was put on her on the pyre. It was it just got tears into my eyes. I could not control myself. It's these little stories of very unusual devotees who kind of weave their simple life with devotion, which inspired
what's the question, Mataji? What's the question?
I have, with just this, I have jumped from 2 malas to 14 malas as of now. And somehow I feel that I would like everybody to buy these tiny
questions. Mati, you have any questions?
I don't. I am fully satisfied with whatever I do.
Thank you. And Nishi Singh Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, you have to unmute yourself, Mataji. Nishi Singh Mataji, please go ahead with your question. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Please accept my respectful obeisances, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is that if I have hurt someone unintentionally, but then they are hurting back intentionally and not communicating with me at all, But that person is the same person who has brought me to bhakti and devotional life.
Okay.
So, how can I get my, what can I do? How can I get my mental peace back? Because they are not communicating at all. And how can I not dwell on the thought that why they have done this and what can I do to it?
See, Madhuri, you know, what people are going to do, we have no control over it. But we should insulate ourselves. That's important. If the floor is hot, we don't call the fire brigade to cool the whole floor down. No, we wear slippers. Simple solution, right? So similarly, what is happening around us, that's beyond our control. There are people who are favorable to us. Now they are not so favorable. There are people who are appreciating us. Now they're criticizing us. We have no control on people. We have control on our own selves. So we should insulate ourselves. You know, sometimes the bunch of crows, they attack the eagle. So eagle doesn't fight back with the crows. The eagle flies to the new heights where the crows do not fly. And this way he escapes it. Similarly, the crows of criticism, negativity, they attack us. So we don't fight back. We fly to the new heights. That means we raise our consciousness to next level. So where these criticism can't hurt us because we have raised ourselves. So we don't have to fight with people who are criticizing us. We should rather see in their criticism, is there something I can learn? Maybe there are something, maybe Krishna is communicating through them for me so that I can upgrade myself. Yeah. So in case they have got five criticism for you and you see two are ridiculous, but these three are actually very good. It's actually a shortcoming in me. Yeah. I can improve myself. Thank you very much, criticizers. Keep criticizing. Thank you. Through you, Krishna communicates to me. Because all those who are appreciating, they say, oh, Prabhuji, Mataji, you are amazing. You are this, you are that. Okay, all right. But I want to improve myself as well. Prabhuji, so that's what it is for criticizers. It's, you know, in a way, they are helping us grow. So take the good points, reject the negative points, useless points, and that's it. Insulate yourself by raising your consciousness. That's the solution. Otherwise, you know, anybody can come and hurt us. People are always ready with the arrows. Like Krishna told Uddhava, if arrow pierces a heart, that doesn't give that much pain as insulting words of an uncivilized person. That pierces a heart more. And that's why people remember words. You know, it was 11 years back, my husband spoke in such a way, I cannot forget, because those words are still there in the heart. So your arrow pierced doesn't hurt that much as the insulting words of the uncivilized people. So that's why, but how we can save ourselves? By wearing the armor. And then somebody shoots an arrow. And then you can save yourself. And then it not pierce because you are wearing the armor of Krishna consciousness. That's the way. Otherwise, we can't control people. We can just cover ourselves with the armor. That's the way. Yeah?
Yes, Prabhuji. But sorry to interrupt, Prabhuji. But the problem is that they are not communicating at all. And I am not able to know what is my problem and what how I have hurt them. I am not able to know that thing. So how can I stay peaceful in myself that if I don't know how they are hurt? So
because even in this computer system, just like in a computer, the RAM is limited. The RAM is limited. You do not put unnecessary applications in the RAM and then the whole system is in deadlock situation. We put only useful applications, right? Similarly, our RAM is also limited. In case people are not communicating to you, what you have done, what you have not done, is that, well, use your RAM and fill it with Srimad Bhagavatam. Fill it with Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Fill it with the glories of devotees. Fill it with the glories of Krishna. See, lifespan in Kali Yuga is very short already. If we'll waste our time thinking, you know, what they are thinking, why they are not talking to me, this, that, life is very short. So much to accomplish. We can't waste our time like this. So if somebody is having negativity, we pray to Krishna and we move on in life. Move on in life. sometimes, you know, we drag the past so much into our present. And in this way, the present is spoiled and the future is also spoiled. Let the past, let bygones be bygones. That's it. Move on.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Praveen Kumar, Prabhuji, please go ahead with your questions, Prabhu. Go ahead and unmute. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Dhanvat Pranam. Actually, I have two questions to ask. The first question is, when we are reading some shloka from Bhagavad Gita or something, my guru used to read it in Sanskrit first and make us recite in Sanskrit, and then he'll go for purport. As I'm from South India, so I feel difficult to pronounce the Sanskrit. Like basically, okay. Krishna wants us to understand the fact, right? So why should we read shlokas? Except instead, we can read purports, right? So that's what my question. What's the reason behind reading shlokas?
You know, the shlokas, they carry some inherent potency. That's why we recite them as well, even though faultily. But we should still do that. There was one disciple from the West, and she was reciting the shloka from Ishopanishad. And one Indian Panditji came. He said, Swamiji, I can see that the pronunciation of your disciples is so imperfect. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, their pronunciation is imperfect, but their renunciation is perfect. And more important than pronunciation is renunciation. So that's why even faultily we may recite the verses. This happens even with Indians. We are not able to recite the verses properly because the poetry of Srimad Bhagavatam is highest. There is no poetry in terms of the usage of words and the complexity of the combination of the words. Even in the world of Sanskrit scholars, when somebody says, well, I am a Sanskrit scholar, and then the other Sanskrit scholar says, but have you understood the poetry of Srimad Bhagavatam? So that's the quality of poetry of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why in case we are not able to recite properly, but still we may recite. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. Because more important than pronunciation is renunciation. That means the message inside it, the soul of the message of the shloka, that is to be imbibed. That's important. But still we recite it because they carry some inherent potency as well.
Okay. So actually one of the devotees told, it is told by Sri Krishna himself. So there must be something inside it. So we have to recite something.
That's true.
Okay. So my next question is, I'm a neophyte actually. After getting into Krishna consciousness, I just came under the influence of Maya. And again, I came back and I feel guilty to join the association again. I don't know what to do exactly. Like if I go there, they will think something bad. I'm feeling like that. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. So there was once a group of devotees as they were, this happened in London. And like in Soho Street, we have one temple, Radha Landaneshwar Temple. So the devotees were singing and dancing. So there was one so there is one devotee who used to go to the bar, which is next to our temple, a dance bar, a disco bar that's there. So he used to go there earlier. And as he was doing kirtan, he looked at that bar that I used to go there. And then he banged himself. There was a pole in between. And he banged. So the devotee said, what happened, Prabhu? He said, well, when we are progressing on the path of bhakti, we should not look back. We should not look back. Here, literally, as well as symbolically, both ways, when we are progressing on the path of bhakti, Hare Krishna, looking back, bang. So don't look back. So try to stick to the practices. This would happen by regularly associating with devotees.
Yes.
Okay. So this way you will be protected. All the best. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thanks.
Hare
Krishna. Asha Mataji, please go ahead with your questions, Mataji. Hare Krishna. You can unmute yourself, Mataji.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, this is my journey in bhakti towards Krishna and ISKCON, and I'm so happy to see you. I never expected that I'm going to talk to you, because yesterday I just listened to your video, which was the four C's to get closer to God. So okay. I was surprised in the morning when I saw that you are the one who is going to come today. I was like, my God, it's like four C's, get closer to God, and I'm closer to you now, like, you know, just in the morning, face to face. Thank you, and Hare Krishna, and glory to God. My question is, like, you had given the example of pimples and Ayurvedic doctor in the beginning of this. Yes. So in Ayurveda, when you want to clear your, cleanse your blood from within, you have to eat only vegetarian food. That is more beneficial for you and it works better. And also you have to take the Ayurvedic medicines in the morning, empty stomach. And if you cannot, because of some other reasons, health problems, you can have it in the night before food or before bed, something like that. So yes. My question is that every individual has a different aspect of devotion. Every individual has different paths of accepting God. So is it okay if you get like, you know, if bhakti and jnana yoga together, both of them together, is it okay to combine, or will it be to say that no, people are saying that, I've heard people are saying that you are wrong, you cannot follow bhakti and jnana, you know, it's not possible. I just wanted to know whether bhakti...
I got a question.
Thank you.
You know, the biggest misconception today we have, those people who are reading Bhagavad Gita, is that Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga are four different paths. You can choose either of them and get success. Yato mat tato pat. All paths lead to same goal. But that's wrong. It is not four paths. It is one path, and in that path there are different ladders. So first ladder is Karma Yoga. Second ladder is Jnana Yoga. Then Ashtanga Yoga and then Bhakti Yoga. It's a different ladders on the same path. So it's not different paths. It's one path with four ladders in between. So in case, you know, you're practicing Jnana Yoga. So this Jnana Yoga is under the umbrella of Bhakti Yoga. I've seen sometimes like mothers, when they get photographed and mother has got two children. Say one's name is Bunty and second one is, say, John. Say, John, Bunty, come. Yay. Yes. Now say cheese. Is what happened, right? So mother takes the photo with the two sons here and there. Similarly, all the yogas are like babies. The mother's name is Bhakti. Jnana Yoga, if you ask Jnana Yoga, what's your mother's name? My mother's name is Bhakti Yoga. Okay, Karma Yoga, what's your mother's name? My mother's name is Bhakti Yoga. Okay, Ashtanga Yoga. Well, my mother's name is Bhakti Yoga. Oh, all the three of you are babies of Bhakti? Yes. Our mom is the best. What's the name of your mom? Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga is the mom. All of these are kids. So when you say, can there be Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga? Well, wherever there is mom, children automatically come. So this Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, they say, where is mom? They say, well, mom is there in the heart of Ashram Mataji. Hey, come on guys, mom is there. So they enter there in the heart of the person. So we don't have to cultivate separate Jnana, this, that. It comes where there is mom. They love their mom so much. The name of the mom is Bhakti Yoga. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you are here. I cannot miss it. I just have one more question, please, Guruji. Prabhuji, for initiation, or, you know, to just progress in this Bhakti Marg, or as you said, to all together as umbrella, do you require to have the intellectual knowledge about the shlokas that you read? Because I cannot remember those shlokas. I'm very bad in remembering them. But is it okay to just understand the truth behind the shloka, or to get initiation, I have to always remember all the shlokas, something like
we
that.
We don't have to remember Sanskrit. Even those who are born in India, they don't remember the verses. Some of the important verses we may memorize, that's okay. But to say memorizing the shlokas is a prerequisite to get initiated, no. More important is that we get the message from the shlokas. And there was one person, he could recite Bhagavad Gita reverse. First the 700th verse, then 699th verse, then 698th verse. In this way, he could recite Bhagavad Gita. Reverse order. Srila Prabhupada said, this person can recite Bhagavad Gita in reverse order, but has he ever lived a single verse of the Gita? That's more important than reciting it even backward. So that's why more important is to get the message. That's very important.
And okay. Last one, Guruji, that patterns of watching movies of entertainment and etc. Like, you know, it has reduced a lot for the last 3 years, maybe once in a while, once in 1 month. But how can that one let go without forcing oneself? Like you force and then it's remaining back in that pattern, it's still remaining. So I don't want to force it. Okay. Like it has to go by itself.
So gradually you can reduce it. You can say, okay, I'll only watch movies of Tom Cruise and nobody else. In case if Brandon Fraser is also your favorite, I'll say, no, only Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible, and I'm done. And last movie which I'm going to see of Mission Impossible 7, The Dread Reckoning, and I'm done. No more movies going forward. So, but yes, of course, we should try to leave watching movies as soon as possible because they just waste time. Of course, there is fun watching adventure, watching some horror movies. Like I had a great liking for watching horror movies. But then gradually, I just gave it up. I think last movie which I saw was Evil Dead. And that was so boring. I was yawning throughout. I said, Amoglidas, now you are done with it, man. Goodbye. So that was the last movie which I saw. A horror movie, and that's it. So this happens by bhakti. When you start getting the higher taste, you start giving the lower taste, and you see then, yeah, these movies as a whole, that it's all same, you know, all that VFX effect, and then all of that, that's it. Watching Avengers, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Coming Home, Far From Home, excuse me, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. So goodbye, Spider-Man. I have got Hanuman, I have got Balram, I have got Krishna. That's it. So
yeah, I would say the science fiction movies, Swamiji Prabhuji.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, science fiction movies, Interstellar, science fiction movies. Goodbye.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'm humbled to be in front of you. Yesterday, seeing your C's, four C's, and today seeing you is like seeing God again. Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Ravish Kashyap Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
So, first of all, I am thanking to Bhakti Sangh Japa Group. मतलब जिनके वजह से मैं आप आपसे मिल पा रहा हूँ face to face मतलब.
Okay.
So,
what's the question?
Prabhuji, my all questions are covered up by you, but I have one question. Okay. That I am a school student in 12th class, and I have also listened that how to balance both spiritual and studies. But I want to know that how's your studies and spiritual life both
together?
Yes.
Okay, for students, very important that you sleep early. You sleep by 10, get up by 4, 6 hours of sleep. You get up by 4. And then you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Do some physical exercise for your good health. Go to your school or college. Be in school or college. Be in the library. Study your course books. Come home. Help your mother in cutting vegetables. Help your father as well. Okay. Once in a week, go to your local temple. Attend Mangal Aarti. Chant Hare Krishna with devotees. Okay. So once in a week. Otherwise, you will become weak. All the weaknesses come to an end on the weekend when you go to a Hare Krishna temple on the weekend. Stay in association of devotees. In this way, you can balance your studies as well as spiritual life. I followed this format and I scored 89% marks. And I was ranked 5th in my university. So I followed this pattern. Getting up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, do some physical activity, go to the college, study very well, be in the library, study, do some self-study as well, come home, spend time with your parents, sisters, brothers. Once in a while, before going to bed, read Krishna book for 10-15 minutes, have a glass of milk, take good rest. Sleep by 10, get up by 4, 6 hours of sleep. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, aur matlab aapse milke bahut acha laga. Matlab jaise ki hamara love at first sight hota, to aapko dekhke maine decide.
Oh my God.
Guru of first sight.
Like people say in this world, love at first sight and then divorce at first fight. This also happens.
Guru at first sight. So, matlab aap aur Amrendra Prabhu दोनों मतलब मेरे एक तरीके से स्पिरिचुअल गुरु और मैं डिसाइड कर रखा है एक दिन आपके जैसा बनना है.
ओके ऑल द बेस्ट. व्हाई बिकम लाइक मी, बिकम 100 टाइम्स बेटर देन मी.
आप ऑलरेडी 100 टाइम्स बेटर हो.
ओके ऑलराइट ऑलराइट. सो डिवोटी, सो नाउ लास्ट क्वेश्चन.
ओके आयुष माता जी प्लीज गो अहेड विद योर क्वेश्चन. आई थिंक वी हैव 7 मोर. आई थिंक कीप ऑन गोइंग. Yeah, Ayush Mataji, please go ahead with your question. Yeah, so many raised hands.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.